then with Qatar and Iran before in 2011, then when the majority of Shia population in Bahrain, it was in a way mobilized, some sort of Arab Spring happened in 2011. So, but is there any proof that Iran, for example, in fact support the Arab Spring in, and continue to support some sort of movements by other means? I'm not just talking about propaganda, like funding, trade, money, something like that.
Actually, we don't have majority of Shia in Bahrain. Actually, our people are Bahraini. We don't count. They are 50% or 60%.
But you still have some kind of statistics.
No, there is no statistics. Who made this statistics? There is no official statistics. Do you have these statistics in Russia? Who is Christian and who is Orthodox and who is... You don't have. It is just... any expectation, but in Bahrain, frankly, we don't have this kind of sectarian. We are one nation. There are Shia, there are Sunni, there are Christian, there are Buddhists. We have so many sects, but we don't count them on their religion. What happened in 2011 was very clear. There was a very small group being supported by Iran, and they are covering by social and political demands, reforms, but they were working to overcome and to change the regime in Bahrain and to convert it to Islamic Republic controlled by Iran. And we caught them, we have all evidence, and we took them to the court, and they sentenced them, and everything. This chapter was closed. But Iran didn't give up. Still, they are supporting since 2011 till now, till yesterday. They are trying to control some Shia young boys and to support misleading them.
Through what means? And through religious institutions?
Because, you know, in Shia sect, some of them, they are following leader Khamenei, not because of politically that he's a supreme leader of Iran, because he is for religiously, he is they call him as a follower. So they are following him as a leader of Shia, part of Shia. So when they are going to visit Iran, to holy places in Iran and Iraq, they have been there received by Hezbollah, by a revolution guard, and trying to join them and to give them some money and training them how to use the gun, how to make the gun, bombs. And when they come back, they are working as groups. And so far, we caught so many of them, and we caught weapons and explosive things, bombs, and
bringing back
so many. They are bringing through the sea because we are on open island, so they were coming through the border at night, bringing the ships. We caught some ships, but we found so many storage in Bahrain. If they will reuse it, it will be a very big disaster. And still, every few days, we catch some boys. They are between 18 to 25 years old. They're trying to. Yes, and they're paying them. And now I think it's over after we cut the relationship, the diplomatic relationship with Iran, and we stopped the direct flight to Iran. And this is reduced, almost it's finished. But still, we have very little, very few people. Still, they are working secretly under the cover. But with regard to Qatar, also we found that